Ich heiße euch alle ganz herzlich willkommen.
I welcome all of you also this morning.
Wünsche euch Gottes
Segen. I wish you God's blessing.
Und wir sind dankbar.
And we are grateful
für den Segen,
for the blessing which the Lord has bestowed upon us last night. You remembered in the days of Brother Branham, he was very happy when the sermon via the telephone hookup could be heard in all of the states. What is today, brothers and sisters? Today, not only the nation, but South and North America, Africa, all of Europe, near and far east, Asia, the whole world can tune in and listen and watch, can have part in this service. God's word runs today without borders, from continent to continent. Is this not wonderful? Brothers and sisters, I had to think about it when Brother Frank mentioned this last night. And we also greet now all those who are joining us online, worldwide, in the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless us together. A piece of paper was given to me. I would like to read it to you. Heartfelt greetings from John Baptisto from Brazil. Always our brother Helmut Miskis is doing this, actually. May the Lord bless him. Wherever he is this morning, may he strengthen him. May give him strength. And we are convinced that the Lord will manifest his healing power on our brother. Heartfelt greetings from Brother Bautista from Brazil. They were blessed last night by the word. In Brazil, are we not grateful to God for this possibility which he has given into our hands? Let us start this morning by singing a couple of choruses from these little booklets. Page 40, the choruses are starting. Page 40, we start with chorus number 1. They come from the east and west. Chorus number 1. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar, to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Chorus number 4.
Number 4. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing chorus number 6. Sweep over my soul. Number 6. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Number 14. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. Number 14.
He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see.
Trust in the Lord and don't despair. This we want to do this morning. We remember what Jude has said to the church. Contend for the faith. Contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. May the Lord help us. Let us, as this last chorus, let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe. Number 8.
Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe,
are possible. Only believe. Do we believe this? Do we expect it this morning? We are, of course, not only singing these songs, brothers and sisters, but we believe that the Lord is in our midst. In the second stanza, Jesus is here. Can we say amen to it? He is present to help us, to bless us, to speak to us through His Word and through His Holy Spirit. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible because Jesus is here. Praise and thanks. Brothers and sisters, we can really rely on it. This is yes and amen. He promised it. And whatever the Lord says, this he does. May he manifest his presence this morning in our midst. And may he help us all. Whatever we have need of, be it the salvation of the soul, be it the deliverance, or be it healing, because wherever the Lord is, all things are possible, also this morning. Before Brother Schmidt prays with us, I read us a word from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, the last verses. Revelation, chapter 3, the last verses, from verse 20 on. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father on his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Do we have ears which the Lord opened, that we hear also this morning what the Spirit has to say to us? The last words. The last church age at Laodicea. In this we are living, brothers and sisters. Yesterday we heard it again. The Lord comes soon. Here it's written in 9 different languages. It's written at the walls. Behold, I come quickly. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make us ready, that we open our hearts. Now a word which speaks to all of us. I stand at the door. He's outside. The Lord said once to Pilate in John chapter 18, he said, therefore I am come into this world to testify of the truth. He who is of the truth heareth my voice. The voice of the Lord. What is the voice of the Lord? His word. Through his word he speaks also this morning to our hearts. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, if any man hear my word and opens his heart, then I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful to God that we heard the voice of his word in these last days. The last message was addressed to our ears, and God has given us the grace that we could believe, and he revealed his word, his last message. Can we not say the written word has become the revealed word to us? By the help of the Lord, by the grace of the Lord. God has given us grace to hear this message, to believe it. We have heard that the Lord has sent a prophet according to his promise, who turns the hearts of the children back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. Didn't the Lord do it by Brother Branham? Didn't he bring us back to the beginning? To God, to his word? Brothers and sisters, this is grace which God has given to all of us. And therefore, we have come together this morning to again be blessed, to be prepared when this hour comes. Behold, I come soon. May the Lord help us. When we hear the voice of his word this morning by the lips of our brother, may we open our hearts. May we be ready to receive, to believe. And then we will experience it, that it will be revealed to us. Let us now stand up for prayer. Great God, we thank you for this hour which you again have given us to be gathered at this place, at the place where you often spoke to us in a manifold way. Lord in heaven, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you, O Lord, for the admonition which we just read now. Lord in heaven, you are standing at the door and are knocking. Lord, give us all the grace that we open our hearts, open our ears, our eyes, hearts, which receive you, that you can sup with us and we with you. Lord, be merciful to us this morning, but not only to us here at this place, but also worldwide, Lord, as we heard. The possibility is here. All who have a desire to hear your word, they have the possibility. Lord Jesus, I thank you for it. That you in these last days, that you revealed your word, as you said it in the book of Revelation, that it reaches the ends of the earth. I thank you. Lord Jesus, do not bypass us, but hear our cry, hear our prayers, and give grace that as we have sung in the chorus, Lord, they are coming from east, they are coming from the west, from south and north, O God. Lord in heaven, you are calling out your people worldwide. Give us all the grace that As your servant whom you have sent in this last time, as he said, you are gathering yourself a bunch of flowers from all peoples and tongues and colors. Lord, we thank you that we are also having part in it. We are a part of that what you promised. Thank you, Lord. Please bless your word. Bless the lips through which you can and will speak. Help, anoint, O God. And let us have open ears and also hearts to receive so that your name might be glorified. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy.
glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Be welcome in the precious name of our Lord. What a grace, what a privilege that we can still come together in freedom, in liberty, undisturbed from near and far. And we have read already the most powerful word connected with the greatest promise which are written in the seven church age messages. And here is the point. Did you all pay attention to it? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He stands only so long at the door and knocks until we heard it and until we opened to him. And then he can enter. He doesn't remain outside of the door. He knocks. And if we hear the knocking, and if we open the door, as we read it, then he comes in to sup with us. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Brothers and sisters, it is worthwhile to read God's word, to read it with all your heart, and to tune in with that what one reads. So, the Lord has knocked, and all of us who we have opened to him, he entered into us, and he revealed himself to us, and he speaks and works and blesses by grace. Now, just briefly now, I hope that you can bear with me. Just briefly, the greetings from Bashkiria. Then the greetings from Brother Isaac. The greetings from Brother Leon. The greetings from Brother Philemon. The greetings from Brother Joachim. The greetings from it's not written. In any case, heartfelt greetings. And then onward, greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti and from all from Finland. Greetings from Brother Zulu from South Africa. Greetings from Brother Elisee. Greetings from Brother Matthusen. Then greetings from Brother Sami. Greetings from Brother Robert, South Africa. Greetings from Brother Israel, Burundi. Greetings
from Brother Elia.
From Brother Elijah. Greetings from Cape Town. Greetings from Hungary. Greetings from Brother Landari, wherever that might be. Greetings from Brother Bat Zara. greetings from all countries. The names are just different. Greetings. Greetings from Brother Motika. And greetings from Brother Christian. Greetings from Brother Alberto. Greetings once again from Burundi. Greetings from the Czech Republic. Greetings from Brother Elisha. And once again, greetings from Brother Paul Nyagi. Then greetings from Brother Chauffeur. And greetings, a very difficult name, Gospodina Vara. And once again, greetings from Brother Jarnil Mashi from India. Brothers and sisters, we are very grateful that the Lord took care of it, that all can listen now. Just before that, Brother Mamba phoned me from Australia, Melbourne. Then Brother Chovava phoned me. Brother Bope was phoning me. Brother Ngonga phoned. All brothers who are joined with the Lord and joined with us, they are really gathering. As Brother Bie said, Brother Kasadi, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people are gathering that they hear God's word. No one of us can imagine what is going on in Africa. God has such a rich harvest right in Africa. And we are grateful. Today we visit Brother Emmanuel from Abuja has come. In Nigeria, I preached in many cities. Where are you? Brother Emmanuel from Abuja. Abuja is the capital of Nigeria.
God bless you. God bless you in our midst.
Yes, we are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts for all brothers in all peoples and tongues and nations. Yesterday, we all called upon, and we are very grateful to the Lord, also for our translators. May God bless our brother Pacheco. May God bless our brother Etienne Genton. May God bless all brothers who have come from far to translate the word into other languages. Also for this we are grateful. Also in the Hungarian language and in all the other languages it is being translated. We thank the Lord God for it. And Brother Alfred Borg, he mentioned it already. In the days of Brother Branham, there was a telephone hookup. And today, the most various opportunities we have to hear and to experience to the Lord our God, be the thanks for it. And we may say, never before was the full gospel, the original gospel, preached to all nations in one generation. Never. Just think of it. Also in the time of the Reformation, somebody was in Germany, another one in England, and another in Prague, and another one in Zurich or in Geneva. But when was the full gospel preached to all nations? And already in the first promise which God gave to Abraham In Genesis 12, it said, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And in the same, it is written in Isaiah chapter 42 and also in Isaiah 49. And also, likewise, in Matthew 12, and in the same way it's written in the book of Acts, chapter 13, all nations and tongues, all tribes are included. And when one then hears that not only the official languages of the countries hear the word or read the word, in India, there are about 16 different main languages. Now it's Hindi, the main language, and also English. But then also in other languages, in dialects, it is being translated. And God not only has us here at this place, and He not only used us, but also used brothers at the places who are translating and who are passing on the spiritual food. When was this on the earth before? When? Thanks be to the living God. And as we heard already last night, as we emphasized, brothers and sisters, that the Lord in our time has revealed Himself in a scriptural way, in the cloud, in the pillar of fire. He descended to testify that He is the same. And I would like to give you the three main scriptures. Two from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. And I would like it best when Brother Alfred Borg would come to read these scriptures now. The first one from Exodus, chapter 40. Exodus, chapter 40. And here, verse 34, and I ask that we stand up for it, just that we recognize and acknowledge that the same God has revealed Himself in the same way in our time. The first scripture, Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. Please, brother, read. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Read on. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 15. Deuteronomy 31, verse 15. Deuteronomy 31, verse 15. And the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud.
So sollen also die Israeliten, den Sabbat beobachten.
No. One moment. He's got the wrong scripture. Deuteronomy 31. Pardon me. He's got the wrong scripture. Deuteronomy 31, verse 15.
Hierauf sagte der Herr.
And the Lord said, now he reads 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, the days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. 31:15, and the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. Once again, to read, and the Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud. And the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And now of the cloud, in Luke chapter 9, Luke chapter 9, verse 34. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. Lord Almighty God, you revealed yourself in our days in the very same way. In the pillar of cloud and also in the pillar of fire. And we hold the evidence in our hands. Bless us this today and speak with us. Descend, veil us into the cloud, speak, work, and bless, and save, and deliver, and heal, and manifest your power and glory. To you we give the glory for it, and all the praise, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 To the Lord be the thanks. You may be seated. To the Lord be the thanks. Brothers and sisters, it's one thing to see the supernatural cloud and also to see the pillar of fire. But then, to read it in this holy book, to read it up, that the Lord already in the Old Testament, he appeared to his people and he was leading his people, and that this repeated in our days, and that we know we are not following a man, but we are following our Lord, who gave the promise, the world sees me no more, but ye shall see me, and I will reveal myself to you. The world doesn't see me, but you will see me. And then this powerful revelation which the Lord has given, also the supernatural working of God, doesn't go back to Brother Branham, but it goes back to the Lord God, who spoke out callings and commissions which belong to the plan of salvation of God. And we say time and again, not with fanaticism, but out of gratefulness, the Lord God has of course given the promise, "Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the terrible day of the Lord comes." This is the day of grace. This is the day of salvation. The day which will burn as an oven, this will still come. When we are taken up from this earth and when we will be with the Lord, and God has fulfilled this promise visibly. He visibly confirmed it. It's of course one thing to claim something, and it's a totally different thing if the Lord God confirms it in a supernatural way. And when he has taken care of it, that what happened in a supernatural way, that it could receive in a natural way. We all know Brother Dr. James MacDonald from the University in Tucson. He wrote a long article about it, the mystery of the supernatural cloud. But Brother Branham, that was connected with it, he told it to us, because at that time the last and direct commission was given to him, namely to bring the message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. And let me today, not connected with criticism, but let me just say it with a deep pain, let me say that I have so much pain in me. I feel so much pain when the statements, when the quotes of Brother Branham are privately interpreted. There's no better pain than that for me. And I have to refer to it briefly. Whether it's Revelation 8 or whether it's Revelation 10, wherever we read in the Word of God, we of course don't remain standing at one verse and then start with an interpretation. No, we go from the first verse to the second verse, to the third verse, to know what actually God was about to do and what he actually has revealed in his word. Now just briefly, let us look up Revelation chapter 8, so that you know what I mean with all my heart and where the pain is which hurts me the most. Here, in Revelation chapter 8, about this the many speculations are going on, and many, many interpretations were made. But here it's written black on white. And when the Lamb had opened the seventh seal, verse 1, there was a silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And it goes on. No full stop. It goes on. And I saw. If you want to read it up, how often John wrote, and I saw. He saw the things which will take place in visions. He could say, and I saw. And what did he see? Verse 2, once again. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So, here the seventh seal is shown. And what would happen during the seventh seal? Namely, that the seven trumpet judgments will strike the earth in chapter 8 and chapter 9. And then comes the announcement in chapter 10. And after the trumpet judgments were hitting the earth, then comes then in chapter 10 the announcement in verse 7 in reference to the seventh trumpet angel. It is written, Revelation 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, yes, the voice. And to what does it refer? Let us read it from the beginning. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, six sounded their trumpets, and the judgments hit the earth. And then comes the announcement, in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound the trumpet, six sounded their trumpet already. But when the seventh shall sound his trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, as he has declared it to his servants, the prophets. Yes, brothers and sisters, can it be said more clearly? Can it be written more clearly? And then we see what goes with it, namely Revelation chapter 11. Namely, that the two prophets will use the time, 3.5 years, to bring the message to the people of Israel, so that 144,000 of them are being called out and are being sealed. Yes. And when this is fulfilled, then it's written in Revelation chapter 11, Revelation chapter 11, in reference to Revelation 10, verse 7, it is written, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded his trumpet. Now, after the ministry of the two prophets was finished, after the scripture was fulfilled already, then the seventh angel blew his trumpet. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world, not the rapture, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Then the millennium is proclaimed. Then it starts. The millennium starts of our Lord. And Brother Branham said it so nicely, that after the 7 years, where the bride is celebrating the marriage supper of the Lamb, then comes the Lord with us down, and then the millennium reign starts of our Lord, and we as kings, we will reign with him. Do you know why I say this? And I hope you understand me in this matter. Today, I was thinking about it again. I have the key. You can see it. It's a key of metal, a metal key. And this key is sent to all the brothers who are joined with the headquarters in Jeffersonville. It's sent to them. So today, as written here, that they, Revelation 10, verse 7, Luke 17, verse so and so, and Malachi 4, so that they can, so that they are joined with it, connected, namely with the ministry of Brother Branham. And then there's a big pyramid, and this pyramid has nothing to do with God at all. The pyramid Weishaupt invented when the Freemason order was established. And the sign of the pyramid, they must put their hand on the open Bible when somebody wants to enter the Freemason lodge. He had to make a vow over this sign of the triangle, over the sign of the pyramid, and he had to put his hand on the Bible. People from the very beginning, they were deceived with God and without God, with and without Bible. They were deceived. And then the claim that Revelation 10, verse 7 is the voice of God. Revelation 10, verse 7 is neither the voice of God nor the voice of the seventh church age messenger. Revelation 10, 7 is the announcement. After the sixth trumpet blew, that when the seventh is about to blow his trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, as he declared it unto his servants, the prophets. But everything was changed. Everything is a forgery, forgery, and not possible with us. With us, God's word counts for all eternity. And whoever is informed about it, he can testify of it. There's no man on earth who appreciates the ministry of Brother Branham more than I. And experience it so personally, but placing it biblically, namely placing it there where the ministry belongs, as Elijah, to restore all things, not a new religion, not a new denomination, but back to the faith of the fathers. Back to the faith of the apostles and prophets, back to the foundation. You are not informed about these things, what is going on all over the earth under the term message. For us, the message is here, and God has sent his servant and prophet and has given us the reverence, the respect before the word. He has given it to us, into us, by his grace, so that we don't add anything to the word, and that we don't take away anything from it. And you all can hear it. You can all read it up. When Brother Branham speaks about Revelation 10, verse 7, Then he always uses the plural, never mystery, but always mysteries. Why? Because through his ministry as the seventh church age messenger, all the mysteries of the word, of the plan of salvation of God, everything was revealed about the Godhead, about water baptism, about election. What was not revealed? What? Everything was revealed by his grace. But it remains like this. Revelation 10, verse 7 remains in the singular, not mysteries. This refers to the ministry of Brother Branham, which God blessed and which God confirmed. And if you all understood it, say amen. 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 All understood it. But when then, after the ministry of the two witnesses, after the sealing of the 144,000, when then the seventh trumpet angel blows his trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished. And the people of Israel, at that time, they didn't see the mystery of God in Christ Jesus. But then they will look on him whom they have pierced. As already the prophet Zechariah said, who spoke also of the two witnesses. He prophesied of it. They will look on him whom they have pierced, and they will weep bitterly. The Lord completes now his work, his redemption work, with all who are part of the bride church, from all peoples and tongues and nations. And therefore it is written, and his bride has made herself ready, and it was granted to her to be arrayed in fine white linen. And the white linen is the righteousness of the saints. The Lord God wanted it that way, that we receive a perfect justification by the faith in the finished work of redemption. There's nothing remains. On the cross of Calvary, the perfect redemption took place. Perfect forgiveness, justification, as written, justified by the faith. And as Brother Branham said so nicely, if one takes a drop of ink into a bleach, then in a twinkling of an eye, it's not be seen anymore. Our sin and guilt is no more here. It doesn't exist anymore for God. No. Perhaps you will remember some things, what you have done. But God has thrown everything into the sea of forgetfulness. He threw it into the sea. And he doesn't remember our sin anymore. But we are justified by the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. What is it about today? It is about that the whole world, especially all our brothers and sisters, that they have the right to hear the true, crystal clear, scriptural word message, and not running after this or that one with all the various thunder doctrines and what there is. Brothers and sisters, If it is not testified in the scripture, what then? What then? And last night, I've said it 150 times. Brother Branham spoke of Revelation 22, that no one is allowed to add to the written word or taking away something from it. Where it speaks here of seven thunders. The seven thunders will only utter their voices when the Lord, as the original owner, as the angel of the covenant, not as bridegroom, as the angel of the covenant, when he descends, putting his foot upon land and sea. And he swears by him who lives forever and ever that the time will be no more. Everything will happen at the right time. And we are really grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts that we received the respect before God and his word, and that we know the Holy Spirit leads into all truth. And please, take it seriously, brothers and sisters. God will not rapture a confusion. God will not rapture anyone with false doctrines. Never. No, and again, no. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And we can only be sanctified in the word. And this is the purpose of the proclamation. On one hand, the finished work of redemption, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the new covenant, which was shed for us, and our redemption, our forgiveness, our justification, and our reconciliation, which is included, and then the Word, in which we are sanctified. Because without sanctification, without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. But when then brothers are preaching, Revelation 10 is already fulfilled and the angel of the covenant descended already, no! And again, no! Everything will happen at the right time. But the deceptions, the misinterpretations, give me much, much trouble. I wished one could help, but only God, the Lord, can help. But we see on the other side, we see the faithfulness of God, that there is a bride of the Lamb, which is faithful, which remains faithful in the word, because she received the word seed, and not a single interpretation she receives, not a single one. No, and again, no. For us counts only what God promised, what God did, and this alone we receive by faith. As the Apostle John wrote, that no lie is of the truth. Truth is always truth. It will always remain truth, and only the truth sets us free. And so, we can time and again thank our Lord God that the whole world hears the true crystal message of the Word, of the everlasting gospel. The whole world can hear it now. And all the people, also all those who refer to Brother Branham, and I say it, I tell you with great pain, they closed the Bible, they put the Bible aside. The Bible lies Next, and one reads only the quotes of Brother Branham, and one gives always interpretations, and they always say, the prophet said it. Brothers and sisters, let us emphasize it again. He who is of God speaketh God's word, and he who is of God heareth God's word. And at that time, our Lord said to the scribes, you are not hearing the word, John 8, because you are not of God. There are really two different seeds. This goes back to the Garden of Eden, Cain and Abel. It goes back to Matthew 13. The one sower sowed the wheat, and the other sower sowed the tares. But wheat remains wheat, and tares remain tares. And if I say it here with pain, if I say it, that all the foolish who believe interpretations and doctrines which cannot be preached with the Bible, are they wheat or tares? Are they wise or are they foolish? The wise believe God. They believe the word of God. And the foolish ones, they believe every interpretation and are following a man. We are following our Lord and Savior, and we truly understood that now not only the prophetic ministry, but also a summary of the evangelistic, of the teaching ministry, of the prophetic, that everything is summarized. and being proclaimed into the area in which it belongs. God revealed everything to us, whether it's the finished work of redemption which took place on the cross of Calvary, whether it's the word proclamation, whether it's the prophetic part, be it with Israel, be it with the nations, as it would be on the earth before the return of the Lord. And we pay attention to the signs of the time, especially what concerns the people of Israel. We are grateful to God. Before our very eyes, Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. And we can say, the time is not only near, the time is at hand. The time is here. And when we look back into the past, also with the people of Israel, it's exactly 120 years ago when the first Zionist Congress took place in the city of Basel in August 1879. And what happened? What did Theodor Herzl, what did he say? The Jews have a right. They have a right to their own country, their own state. And that's how on the 31st of August, 1897, the declaration was made aloud, loudly. We are the Zionist movement, and the Lord God will bring us back to Zion. And here's the mighty thing, brothers and sisters. When Balfour made the declaration on the 2nd of November 1917, he gave his declaration in the city of London. He referred to that what Herzl said there on the 31st of August, what he declared, namely that the Jews have to return to Zion. Not even 40 days ago, where Mr. Netanyahu, he gave his declaration. We as the Jews, we returned into our state. And he referred to both declarations, to that what Herzl wrote, and he referred to that what Balfour wrote. These two statements he repeated, and he declared, from now on, there's only one language, namely Hebrew, because we returned to Zion. Brothers and sisters, we are of course living in this time. And the Lord himself said, when you see that these things are coming to pass, and especially with the fig tree, not only written with the fig tree, but it's also with all the other trees. I just say it briefly, just briefly. There was until the Second World War, there were Great Britain, more than 52 nations. They were ruling over 52 nations. But since the Second World War, all the nations made themselves independent. You can read up history, one country after the other, one nation after the other nation declared themselves independent. Not only Israel, because thus it is written, the fig tree and all other trees, all nations got liberated and were independent, and the people of Israel returned an independent state they became, and we are grateful to the Lord God, and we can repeat it time and again what our Lord said. When you see that these things are coming to pass, and now so many years have passed, also since 1948, of course, years have passed. And I tell you, we are not only living in the end time, we are living at the end of the end time. Absolutely close before the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's really necessary that also we experience our restoration, making our personal experiences of salvation, that we really experience our conversion, that we believe in Jesus Christ, receiving the certain the assurance that he forgave us, that he accepted and received us according to the scripture. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. And in Acts chapter 4, Peter cried out, there is no other name given under heaven to the people in which they can be saved than only the name of our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we are preaching by grace the full gospel, the full salvation, including everything, salvation, deliverance, and healing. And if we have such amongst us, beloved brothers and sisters, who are feeling that something is not right in their lives, that they have to do some certain things which they don't like to do, May God give grace today that you experience a perfect deliverance. Because thus our Lord said in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of God, the Lord God, is resting upon me to preach deliverance to the captives. A captive cannot help himself. But the Lord helped us all. And therefore it's written, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. May all, by grace, experience the power of God, the salvation, the redemption, and the deliverance, so that we leave this place being able to say, it was worth it. It was worthwhile to come, whether it was hundreds of kilometers or whether it's more than 1,000, it was worthwhile to come. May this day help us all. May by the proclamation, may it get clear to all of us that God speaks for one purpose to us, namely to that what he promised in his word, to fulfill it in us, to fulfill it in each one of us by his grace. God doesn't only give promises, he is of course watching over his word to fulfill it. And all brothers who participate in the preaching, to them it must be said once again, abide in the word. Give only out that food, the food. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And let us say it once again, brothers and sisters, why did the Lord give the promise? Why? That he would send a hunger to hear his words. That's how it is written. Still, it's written in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. And God took care of it, that the hunger can be satisfied. God has sent his prophet to store in the food, to prepare the food. And God has also given grace that it can be given out. Do you know what this means for me? On the day when Brother Branham was buried, on the 11th of April 1966, at that time, not a single sermon was printed. And no one was ever thinking about it, to ever print a sermon. What was left to me but in the days following to call the brothers together and to tell them the sermons taped, recorded on tape, must be published in books so that they can be translated into other languages. And that's how God made a direct continuation by grace. There was no interruption at all. It was a continuation of that what God promised. And already, what he did already, so that it can be done onward. Namely, that the stored in food can also be really given out in all the languages. And God has taken care of it. Just look at the 15 translators, brothers and sisters, and think on all the translators in the various countries whom God can use to translate these precious sermons into other languages, so that the people of God is fed spiritually with the revealed word of our Lord. Let us summarize of what it is about now. We are experiencing the last period of the plan of salvation. And as I referred to it yesterday briefly, that in these meetings in Romania, we experienced it. In all peoples and tongues, God took care of it. Yes, many things could be reported of that, what God has done. But so much we can say, the word does not return void to God. He who sent it, he who revealed it, he who made the revealed word out of the written word, he takes care that his word, which came forth from his mouth, what is written in this book, that it doesn't return void unto him. Also, this is very important, not returning to the prophet, no, back to him, returning to him. And here's the point, not idolatry with a prophet, but adoration and worship in the Spirit and in truth, that we give alone glory to the living God. You can read it, Isaiah 53, Isaiah 55, Romans 10, the word which proceedeth from my mouth will not return void unto me, but it will accomplish for what I have sent it for. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise, honor, and glory be to our God. He didn't send his word in vain. He has sent his word to make us well. He has sent his word to correct us, to bring us back, and to give us respect before that, what he has to say to us in these days. Also, this can be said once again in a summary. To the Lord alone belongs the glory, belongs the praise, all the glory and all the worship, only to him. Also, this, I have said it before, no one needs to thank Paul or thank Paul, Peter, or Brother Branham, or thanking Brother Frank. All will thank God who has sent his word and who revealed it. And as we said it last night, not only that the apostle could say, to us it was revealed by the Spirit, but all the listeners, the same word was revealed by the same Spirit. And thus it is today. I believe that the Holy Spirit is present, and that he reveals the Word of God to each one of us by the Holy Spirit. And that we all can believe, as the Scripture has said, becoming one heart and one soul. Today, Brother Eugen Danzeisen came to me. He came into my office. He wished me God's blessing. And he said, Brother Frank, we are of course joined on the inside with one another. We are one body. Christ is our head. And we are one body. Brothers and sisters, so deeply as the love of God is now manifested among the people of God, as it was never before. It was never so deep. Never. I don't know whether you feel it. I feel it. One could hug every brother, every sister. The love of God is just a divine reality. And the love of God was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And we are one body, the body of the Lord. By one Spirit, we are baptized into one body. And if it didn't take place yet, may it happen shortly. May it happen shortly. As we are redeemed by the one blood, receiving forgiveness, being born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, so sure it must take place that we are baptized into one body by one Spirit. And then the deep connection is established. And we all know what is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Everything will cease, but love, the love of God, which is poured out by the Holy Spirit into our hearts, will never cease. The love remains. And whoever abides in the love abides in God. That's how it is written. Also here, we must read the epistles of John, tuning in. As we said at the beginning, referring to Revelation 3, behold, I stand at the door. Please, may nobody leave the Lord outside. Say it with all your heart. Say it, Lord, I open myself. I ask you, I beg you, come in. Come in. And he said, to him, I will come in. I will enter and I will sup with him. Today it took place. The Lord not only knocked, we opened to him, and the Lord entered, and he supped with us. His name be highly praised. His word remains forever, and we remain with this precious word. Be happy, despite of all the trouble, despite of all the trials, which are in marriages, in families, at young people, with adults. Please, also in all the troubles, in all the trials through which we have to go through, please trust the Lord. And be sure, he who started his work in us, he will finish it unto the day of his glorious return. And we, as the blood-bought flock, we are washed in his blood. In white linen, we will appear before him. Everything by grace. You and I, we did contribute nothing to it, but we just believed with all our hearts, and we accepted and received what the Lord God has given us in Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. May it be today. God has given us an insight, an understanding today. Also through that, what happens with Israel, what is happening in general on the earth, that we really can say out of conviction, that we recognize the return of the Lord is very, very near. The last call, the final call, goes forth, and all who are of God, they will hearken to the voice of the Lord. They will believe and they will accept what the Lord has given to us by His grace. To Him, our Lord and God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand up for prayer. While we remain in silent prayer before God, we are aware of it, that also in these meetings comes to fulfillment. Gather ye my people, that they may hear my words. We are not here to hear the words of a man. We are here to hear the word of the Lord, to believe it, to receive it. How many are here who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord? Please raise your hand. Some. I always think of those. I think on the young people, the youth. Beloved, although you have believing parents, every child, all must make their personal experiences of conversion and salvation with the Lord God. Therefore, Peter, in his first sermon, he said, "It's unto you and unto your children this promise is given, and all who are afar off, whom the Lord our God shall call." We admonish you. We admonish, especially all who were raised in believing homes. Consecrate your lives to the Lord. Receive that what God not only has given to our fathers and mothers, but He has given it also to you. Receive it by grace. Believe me, I want that all participate in the rapture. I want that all who heard the word of God in this time from my lips, that they are part of it. We are now part of it, where the last message is proclaimed, the last call goes forth. And as sure as we are part of it now, from near and far we are coming, and all the world can listen, so sure all who are now believing and hearing God's word, they will not only be part of it when the invitation goes forth, but we accept the invitation. We are hearing the knocking and we say, "Beloved Lord, be welcome. Come, enter. I receive you. I accept you. Save me. Deliver me. Heal me. Be merciful to me." Let us sing, "Just as I am, without one plea."
Just as I am, without one plea, but not thy blood was shed.
May I pass on the invitation Are there some who would like to come to the front? Then we sing it once again. Please feel free. If you would like to consecrate your lives to the Lord, or if you want to rededicate it, please come to the front. We will pray with you, just as I am. Once again. Brothers and sisters, remembering the divine reality that the Lord God in our time, as already in the Old Testament, at the exodus of his people, he testified of himself. In the pillar of cloud, he descended. In the pillar of fire, he spoke to the people. Oh, beloved brothers and sisters, it's not a theory, it's divine reality. God took care of it, that this photograph was taken on the 20th of January 1950, that this photograph was taken on the 28th of February 1963. It was taken. God didn't hide anything from us. He not only sent a message at a time with Moses, the message was, let my people go. And the promise he has given, I will walk before you and I will illuminate the way to you. And the Lord descended. Brothers and sisters, the Lord walks before us. He illuminated us the way, and he gives grace that we can walk on this way. All of you, you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You accept him. Today is your day. Yes, we can say, this is the day which the Lord has made for you, for all of us. He made by his grace. And I hope that you all accepted by faith that the Lord himself spoke out the sending of his servant and prophet. He repeatedly confirmed it to give us now the assurance into our hands. We can see it with our own eyes. We can hear it with our own ears, what the Lord has done in our time and what he's doing right now. I just see now our brother Justin is also here, who just three weeks ago he was in Washington, and He saw the picture of the pillar of fire above the head of Brother Branham in the Hall of Art. He has seen it. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. God is so merciful. He took care for everything so that we have the evidence in our hands and that we know God revealed himself to us. Especially you, young people, receive, accept. Yes, all of us. All we who have come all over the meeting, please let us now pray together. Dear Lord, we have heard your word and we took it to heart. Behold, I stand at the door. But now we invite you. We invite you. Come in. Come in. Take dwelling in our hearts. Forgive all sins, all guilt, all transgressions. Forgive, O Lord. Remember the sins no more. Together we glorify the power of the redemption. Together we glorify the reconciliation, the full salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Also all you who have come to the front, you have come to the Lord. You obeyed his call and now you receive now the full forgiveness, reconciliation, grace and redemption. Receive it, accept it, because thus is the preaching, thus is the proclamation, that in his name we shall proclaim the remission of sins to all the nations. Lord Almighty God, in holy reverence, we are standing before your holy word. We stand here in your holy presence. And I pray now for all of the assembly, for all who are here today, for old and young, and for all who are gathered all over the world, who are listening and watching, that they also open their door, that they invite you, that you can come in, and so that you can sup with us. Yes, faithful Lord, also today you have supped with us. Today you broke us the bread of life to us. We thank you with all our hearts for it, for your presence and for your blessing. You who you have come, you can depart in peace now with the blessing of God. God answered your prayers. He has forgiven you. He accepted you. You can look back on this day and you can say, on that and that day, there at the mission center, there I consecrated my life to the Lord. There I received and accepted the forgiveness. And I believed with all my heart and I received what God prepared for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now you can depart in peace to your seats and together we will sing a song and then I will ask whether somebody would like to be baptized. Let us sing the wonderful chorus, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Thou alone art worthy. To receive the praise, all the honor, all the glory and worship. You alone are worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
You may be seated for one moment. I don't want to miss it. As last night, also today, in closing, I would like to greet all of you, welcoming all of you, wishing all of you God's blessing, especially to the family from Edmonton, Brother Wendell Ellis and his whole family, and also all those who are here today. Last night, I read the names, also Brother Johnny Davis, Brother Emmanuel, and Brother Michael, and all brothers, and also the brother from Nigeria, and then all brothers, Brother Tati, Brother Gilbert, Brother Hervé, all brothers from Prague, from Bratislava, all brothers, all sisters, the Lord God, may He bless you. May He bless all the ministering brothers all over the earth, that they give out the pure divine food. And you all know what the Lord commanded: the food, to store in the food, and then to give it out. And you all know what Brother Branham said: the spiritual food for the people of God is the Word of God with all promises which the Lord has given to us in this time. And Luke 24, verse 45 up to 47, comes to fulfillment, so that all brothers worldwide can prepare the table of the Lord, and so that we worldwide have the assurance to not receive any strange doctrines, no cult of men, no interpretations, but only receiving God's holy original word. We have a right to it. Please remember me. Remember me. The brothers in London, they arranged a meeting or two meetings on the 18th and of the 19th of August. Please remember me. If one crosses 80, then one goes almost to 90. And I feel it from the head to toe, especially my eyes, my feet. But to the Lord be the thanks. Until the last ones are called, we are available to the Lord. And once again, let it be said, may God bless all the ministering brethren, all who give out the food and who abide in the word and in the will of God all over the earth, in all peoples and tongues and nations. Now, one question. Do we have some in our midst who would like to be baptized? Then please raise your hand. I would like it best that you stand up. Do we have somebody that there's a water baptism today? Who can count? Brother Alfred, please count with me. One. Brother Alfred, where are you? How many have you got? Have we some? Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. All right. Then, after this service, we will have a water baptism. God has given us also the possibility for it, that we not only are preaching, but that we can baptize straight away. Today, I will ask Brother Ziegler that he shall baptize the people. We are very grateful to the Lord God. All who would like to be baptized, please, after the closing of the service, please come to the front, and then we'll pray with you, and then we'll go over to baptize you. Now I have the question. Our beloved choir leader, to sing us one song. Do you have one song, Brother Eric Schmidt? Do you have one song so that we are blessed with a song? To the Lord be the thanks. To the Lord be the thanks. Hallelujah. Please come. Come and sing. Are you happy that we can be here? Come again. Praise and thanks be to our God. May God bless all the translators. May God bless all. May He reward you. May He accompany you. May God bless all in Switzerland, Austria, in all the neighboring countries. May God bless all from the Netherlands. I've seen from Belgium, brothers. May God bless all in all peoples and in all tongues. To Him be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Doch ist die Zeit der Gnade, voller Erlösung da.
It's still the time of grace. To you, the Lamb of God, be the praise and the glory. Your sacrifice was perfect. You made us free from our sin and our guilt. We are a people of kings and priests. Blood is still upon the mercy seat. God doesn't remember the sin anymore. To you, the Lamb, be the glory. Your sacrifice is perfect. You made us free from our sin and guilt. We are a people of priests, kings in your kingdom.
Come to the end.
is salvation for you. The world can never give you what you can get on the cross of Calvary. Healing, deliverance. We ask Brother Hussar to come and to pray with us, thanking the Lord. Just remain like this. Remain standing. And all brothers, we give you greetings. Where is our sister from Virginia?
May God bless you in a special way, is our prayer. Where are you? God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace that we could be gathered at this place, receiving your word from your throne, not hearing the words of a man, but you spoke to our hearts today, and you led us into all the truth, and the truth has set us free. We are grateful that we are not following a man, but that we are following you, beloved Lord Jesus. The Pharisees have come to you, and they said, the disciples of John are praying and fasting, and the disciples of the Pharisees are also fasting and praying, but your disciples, they don't fast. Lord, and you said, how can the guests of the marriage supper fast when the bridegroom is with them? Lord, we have three groups, but only one group is counted for the guests of the marriage supper. And these are following you. And we thank you that you draw us there. Lord Jesus, the heart is full. Praise and honor. Thank you for what you have done for us. For the privilege to walk in your truth. For the privilege that you revealed your name to us. I thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, and if we have to go through trials, Lord, if there are troubles ahead of us, perhaps, but in our hearts, there is thanks in our hearts. You will come to the completion with all of us, and you will gather us. And then those who wept now, they will be rejoicing and happy. You will wipe away all the tears. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Please bless all my brothers and sisters. Be with each one of us, wherever you have put us, Lord. And let us shine as a light in this dark world. Let us remain sober in this life, but let us be deeply connected with you. I thank you for it. And now, I want to lay the brothers and sisters before you who made their decision to follow you. It's the most important decision in their lives. You gave them the right decision. Bless them in a mighty way and be with them with your protecting hand. We thank you for your mercy. May you also bless your servant in spirit, soul, and body. I thank you for the shepherd heart. He is here for the sheep. You have placed him over your sheep. I thank you for him. Bless now each one of us and dismiss us in your peace. And be with us. Be on our side. As we heard today, that our hearts were opened. Be always with us in our hearts, with your presence. I give you all the glory and all the praise in your precious name of Jesus. Amen. Now we sing the chorus. I love him, I love him. We all know this chorus. The favorite chorus of Brother Branham.
I love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary.
I love him. Greetings to Nigeria. Greetings to all in all countries, into the USA, to Canada, and wherever. Greetings up to Australia, New Zealand. May God bless us all and may be with you. Those who would like to be baptized, please come now to the front. And all of us, we can then go to the pool. Hallelujah, be praised.
Hallelujah, gepriesen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah,
the Lord has blessed us. Amen. Where's our brother? Ziegler? Please come a bit closer. Very nice. Brother Ziegler, please pray for all. Almighty God, we thank you for your wonderful grace and mercy which you have given us. We thank you for your holy word. Your word is the seed, as we read in Luke 8, verse 11. You have laid this wonderful word into these young people, also in our hearts, Lord. We ask you for these people who are going to be baptized. Be with them. Renew them on their inside. Give a new birth, Lord. Give a total deliverance from this world which leads into destruction. Lead them on your way. Lead and guide all of your people. Lead your bright church. Lord, we want to spend eternity with you. We ask you, bless those who would like to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless your church. Bless us all who, as we go from this place. And please remember all the sick. Remember all who suffer. Remember all who are bound. You are our great physician. You are our deliverer. You can do all things. We experienced it. Do it now with each one of us. Complete your work so that we can come from believing unto seeing. We ask all this in the name Halleluja. Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah be praised.
Hallelujah.